السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیہ ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations upon the best of all creation, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed Ahli Bayti Kiram, the Azwaji Mutahharat, and all of the Sahaba-i Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, today we are already on day 5 of the blessed month of Ramadan. This blessed month is higher and more exalted in status than the other 12 months for many reasons. Firstly, because this blessed month is the only month mentioned by name in the Holy Quran al-Kareem. Allah Almighty states, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that the Quran al-Kareem was revealed in this blessed month of Ramadan. We also have the night of Qadr in this month, which is better than 1,000 months of worship. In every month, worship has certain fixed times, but in this blessed month, every second, every moment is included as worship. Good deeds are multiplied by 10, multiplied by 70, and in some narrations up to 700 times. The reward for nafal is equal to fard. The reward for a fard is equal to 70 fard. The mercy of Allah Almighty showered upon the Muslims, the doors of Jannah are opened, the doors of Jahannam are closed. Sayyiduna Ibn Khuzaima radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if people were to find out the reality of the month of Ramadan, my ummah would long that the whole year was the month of Ramadan. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the month of Ramadan is such, his first 10 days are mercy, the next 10 days forgiveness, and the last 10 days is freedom from the fire. When the first night of the month of Ramadan arrives, Allah Almighty showers the Muslims with his mercy. It is said Allah Almighty releases 100,000 sinful from hellfire daily. And when the 29th night of the blessed month arrives, Allah Almighty releases equal to the amount that He has already released from hellfire. All this mercy and blessings in return for what? For not eating and drinking? My dear brothers and sisters, there's more to it than this. The question arises, why fast? To save money? To lose weight? Why? The Quran al-Kareem has the answer to everything. The Quran al-Kareem replies, fasting has been prescribed for you, as others were before you. But why? So that you may become pious and Allah-fearing. Fasting is a beautiful way to obtain piety, as throughout the blessed month we accept halal things as being impermissible during the day. A Muslim stays hungry and thirsty, even though he has the ability to eat and drink, but out of obedience to Allah Almighty, out of the fear of the command of Allah Almighty, we don't eat and drink. Fasting helps us struggle and fight our desires. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that if a person does not give up lying or doing bad deeds while fasting, then Allah Almighty does not need him to give up eating and drinking. So if one carries on cheating and lying whilst fasting, then what purpose does staying hungry and thirsty serve? The aim is not to keep you hungry, but the aim is rather to keep you away from evil. Like at all times, we should stay away from lying and cheating, but whilst fasting, it is even more important, as otherwise the real objective is defeated. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah at the end of the month of Sha'aban. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, كان النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يبشر أصحابه يقول جاءكم شهر رمضان شهر مبارك كتب الله عليكم صيامه تفتح فيه أبواب الجنان وتغلق فيه أبواب الجحيم وتغلق فيه الشياطين فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر من حرم خيرها فقد حرم. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم would give glad tidings to the blessed companions رضوان الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين, saying that such a blessed month is about to arrive upon you, which is extremely blessed. Its fasts Allah Almighty has made obligatory upon you. The doors of Jannah are opened in this month, and the doors of Jahannam closed. The shayateen are imprisoned. This month has one night, which is more afdal than 1,000 months. Whoever deprives themselves from this is indeed deprived. And in a similar hadith, Sayyidina Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah on the last day of the month of Sha'ban, saying, O people, a great month is arriving upon you, in which there is one night which is more blessed than 1,000 months. In it, fasting during the day and standing in prayer at night has been ordained. A good deed in this month is equal to fard in other months, and a fard in this month equal to 70 faraid. This is a month of patience, and the reward for patience is Jannah. The sustenance is increased in this month, and whoever feeds a fasting person at the time of iftar, his sins will be forgiven, and he will be released from the punishment of the fire. The one who feeds will be granted the same reward as the fasting person, without any deduction whatsoever. Upon hearing this khutbah, the companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not all of us have the capacity to fully feed a fasting person. Subhanallah, the mercy to the whole of mankind. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Almighty will grant this reward to one who even gives one sip of milk or one date or a sip of water to do iftar to a fasting person. Subhanallah. And whoever feeds a fasting person upon iftar, Allah Almighty will grant him water from my hold on the day of judgment. After drinking, one will feel no thirst whatsoever until he reaches his destination, Jannah. This month, which starts with mercy, its middle is forgiveness, and its end is release from hellfire. My dear brothers and sisters, half of the ashra of mercy has passed. Let's not waste these precious moments. Let's focus and concentrate fully and realize what a blessed month and a valuable opportunity we have been blessed with. Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq to spend our time wisely. And Allah Almighty accept our worship in this blessed month. It's still not too late to change your ways. Let's change today. Let's spend our time in the worship of Allah Almighty. Let's gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Let's gain the mercy of Allah Almighty. Let us gain the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. And let us gain the release from hellfire. Allah Almighty, grant us His mercy and His forgiveness. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubin.